Great to have you along here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, taking a look at physical fitness in 2010 today with Dustin Maher, a personal trainer, works out of Supreme Health and Fitness. He is the creator of Fit Fun Boot Camps. He's an ACE-certified personal trainer, a bachelor's degree in kinesiology, exercise science at UW-Madison. So we're pleased to have him back to talk about physical fitness and getting in shape and staying in shape or physically fit. Certainly, if you have a question, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address is talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. So give us a call, shoot us an email. We'll be glad to hear from you. And Dustin, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's always great to be here.
You know, this time of the month of January, I think many people who made resolutions about eating less, working out more, probably have already broken their resolutions. How do we get these realistic goals and without failing?
Yeah, you know, that like you said, those first couple weeks have passed now and the excitement of the new year is gone. You know, and there's still a couple things that I really recommend if you fell off the wagon or if you're still just barely holding on, a couple things that you need to do to really get focused. And one, for most people, it's tough to do on their own. So you need some sort of an accountability partner or a group. You know, whether that's joining some sort of a fitness gym, you know, gyms in general, a lot of times they just care about, you know, getting members to sign up and you know, mm-hmm. getting that paycheck, and then they don't really take care of you from there. There's no accountability. So if you go to a gym, make sure that they know who you are, that they really care about you as a person. Join a smaller group. You know, maybe it's a cross-country skiing club. Do something that's active, it's in a group atmosphere. That's one big tip. And another thing is just continually feeding your mind healthy stuff. And, you know, whether that's reading magazines, reading stuff on the internet, watching, you know, fitness shows, whatever it may be, and getting a lot of opinions. Because, you know, I've got my opinions there, you know, I believe in, but, you know, what I believe is not the only way. There's a lot of different ways out there. So getting a large base of information and just kind of seeing what works for you, trying different things out. And every day, you know, reading other transformation stories similar to yours, things that can keep you pumped up. And so you're continually thinking about it and being healthy and joining a group. Something like that will really help you push through this next couple of weeks.
Well, we have Laura in Arpen online to talk with you. So let's go to Laura. Hi, Laura. Thank you for calling.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Larry, I have to say that I trust, for some reason, I trust a lot of people I hear on your program more than just anybody I might see on TV. So after hearing Dustin on your show several times, I finally signed up for the Fit Moms for Life CDs.
Great.
Or DVD.
Yep.
And now I've done it 4 or 5 times, and I feel really good, but I have a problem.
Okay.
About 7 years ago, I decided to get in shape after my first kid was born, and I messed up my knees running. And so now with the exercises, I'm wondering, I've noticed for sure that there are different shoes. I feel differently doing the exercises with different shoes. I just don't know which ones were running shoes, which ones were cross trainers, whatever anymore. So I was wondering if Dustin could give me some hints. What kind of shoes should I be wearing for these workouts?
It's a great question, and congratulations for joining the program. You know, I'm not an expert at shoe fitting. I do have a couple of resources that I would like to recommend to you. I do, you know, for the type of working out in the gym, unless it's just straight running, I would recommend a cross trainer type shoe. And that's going to give you a little bit more lateral support than a running shoe. I actually bought my first Nike Shocks that are designed for running. I'm not much of a runner, but I'm amazed at how good they do feel. Generally, I just wear like a basketball type shoe, which is great for lateral stability. But it's definitely not designed for straight running. So, but a cross trainer is a lot more versatile. And, I don't know. Are you close to Madison or not?
No, I'm okay. Central Wisconsin.
Okay. You know, I'm sure there's other places around, but Fleet Feet, Endurance House, and Madison, at least, they will actually talk to you about what your goals are specifically and then even put you on a treadmill and have you run. And they'll see how you run, how you move, and give you a shoe that's for you. But for you, you know, starting out, I would get a cross trainer of some sort.
Okay. And I think you said Fleet Feet?
Yeah, Fleet Feet and Endurance House. Here in Madison, will personally, they specialize in fitting you with the right shoe, and they can watch your run, your walk, your gait, and really put you in a shoe that fits your best benefits.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And then I just wanted to tell you, too, Dustin, that I've tried other workout DVDs and stuff before that just seem so stupid with the music and the stupid phrases that people used. Yeah. I was so pleased that you guys just talk through, and every now and again, you know, problems happen, like her grip slipped or whatever. And I'm so glad you included that on the DVD.
Well, DVD 4 involves a woman who almost throws up on camera, and we do not edit that out, so you can be looking for that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Jerry and Serona, we are on to you now. Hi, Jerry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Often Dustin has alluded to the use of alcohol in relation to fitness, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I'd like him to talk about the long and short-term effects. I often run 10 miles once or twice a week. When it's really hot out, I come home. Tell you the truth, I have about 6 beers in about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I do eat right away before I do that. And what are the long and short-term effects of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, alcohol is not a great choice for rehydration. It's a dehydrator. And, you know, the sugar alcohol in that, it depends what you're going for. If it's from a weight loss standpoint, you know, beer is not a great choice. They found that higher amounts of beer lead to beer guts. You know, it's no coincidence. Kind of a side note, sumo wrestlers, they drink a lot of beer because they found that specifically puts it on into their bellies. And, you know, you definitely want a post-workout meal, which sounds like you do, with like a 2-to-1 ratio of sugar to protein. So maybe like 30 or 40 grams of simple carbs with 15 to 20 grams of protein. That'll help refuel. But I mean, beer is, it's not going to do a lot for you. You know, if you're doing it once in a while, I'd say just try different things out. Do you feel like it helps you recover or not?
Yeah, totally relaxing.
Well, it's relaxing, yeah.
6 beers would be relaxing.
Yeah. But, you know, make sure you're still getting enough water in as well to prevent that dehydration. Be drinking throughout the day, you know, I'd say at least 3/4 of a gallon to keep it going. But, yeah, I mean, I would encourage you to do that long term. But, you know, if you don't feel bad doing it, you know, go for it.
For the heart or cardiovascular or anything?
I don't think it does too much with that. Not that I've seen.
Okay. There you have it. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. We have an email from Shane, I believe. Could you talk about how many times per week one should work out? I read Karen's post on your website, and she's working out 5 to 6 times a week. I'm just starting out with your Got Core DVD and doing the workout every other day.
Yeah, it's a great question. There's a lot of different ways to structure your workouts. You know, a lot of it's depending on your time. Recommend, you know, basic 3 times a week, 30 to 45 minutes, featuring circuit weight training. That should be number one. Now, if you wanted to lift weights every day, or, I mean, 5 or 6 days a week, some people do. Some people like to go to the gym every day. What you could do then is do like a split body routine. So maybe one day you do upper body, the next day you do lower body. Next day you do upper body, next day you do lower body. That way you'll alternate between the two, because you need to give those muscles approximately a 48-hour rest period between at least heavy lifting sessions. Now, what you could also do, which is what Karen does more so, is she'll do like a weight training session for 30 to 45 minutes one day. The next day, we'll do the core and some interval training, some sprint work for 20 or 30 minutes. Then the following day, do weight training again. The following day, do core and cardio. So that way, she's getting both on alternating days. But you could combine those two into an hour-long workout 3 days a week and get this, you know, similar results. I think shorter, more intense exercise more frequently is better. But if you feel like your body's getting worn down, you got to listen to it and give it that break if you need it. But 3 days should be minimum working out, 5 to maybe 6 days maximum. Give yourself at least 1 day break.
Another email. And by the way, you can join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. Valerie in Burnham Wood has a comment here. She says, my place of employment is participating in the Lighten Up Wisconsin 100-Day Challenge. And she says the website for that's lightenupwisconsin.com. This is our 3rd year participating in this challenge, and it really helps boost the employees here to stay active during the cold months. This challenge goes from January 19th through April 29th. Along with keeping track of your weight, activities, and food water intake, they offer fitness and nutrition tips and advice from personal trainers. So lightenupwisconsin.com. You
That's
know
great.
About that?
I have not heard of that one. I know at Princeton Club and others are doing this, million-pound challenge, I think it is, through The Biggest Loser. For every pound you lose, they'll donate 10 pounds of food. So I know a lot of companies are on board with that.
All right. Let's go to Jennifer in Madison next. Jennifer, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to mention that I signed up for your newsletters probably 6 months ago, started with your Fit Moms for Life DVDs, and just recently got your core DVDs, and I love them all.
Great.
And I wanted to let you know that it's a great way to get your kids involved in your workouts. So I have two kids that are 4 and 2, and they kind of come and go as I'm doing the DVDs. So, you know, they're not doing the full workout, but it also lets me pick my own times that I work out.
Right.
And just gives me the flexibility that I need right now with small kids.
That's great. Yep.
I also wanted to ask you, I've seen the infomercials on TV for the P90X.
Yeah.
And was wondering, how is that similar or different to this, and what are your thoughts on that?
That's a great question. Thank you. So the P90X program, I get a lot of emails from people asking. It's probably the number one fitness DVD program right now. It's the hottest selling product out there. And you know, if you're watching TV, you can't miss it. You know, I really like P90X. I think it's one of the most legit infomercial products out there, and I don't recommend a lot of them out there. Mm-hmm. You know, if a product says it's easy, it's probably not the good program for you. You know, if you can just put an ab belt on and get a six pack, it's probably not going to work. And P90X is not like that. So it's P90X is a total body resistance training program that uses challenging weights with a high intensity cardio. Basically, it's identical to the Fit Moms for Life program. I structured it very similarly. They do a lot of pull-ups and things like that. So you need a pull-up bar in your house. And a lot of women especially, and most men, can't do pull-ups. No. So it's a little bit challenging to get that part in. But yeah, P90X is an awesome program, and they have a good eating plan that goes with it. So to answer your question, the Fit Moms for Life is pretty much similar concepts, just tailored towards women specifically.
Okay, great.
Thank you
so much for your newsletter, and I appreciate that you keep it free and give so much useful information on healthy lifestyle in general. So.
You're welcome. Yeah. My pleasure.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And Henry in Madison next. Let's go to Henry. Hi, Henry. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for letting me comment on this. Since we're talking about healthy lifestyles, I wanted to comment on the fellow who says that he relaxes after he exercises with 6 beers. Well, I'm a psychologist, and I volunteer a lot of my time to moderation management and smart recovery and other alternative groups that help people to either quit drinking or cut down their drinking. And even the U.S. government says, hey, 3 drinks for a guy is often usually enough to let you relax without harming yourself. 6 is in a range we call binge drinking or risky drinking. I mean, you said it couldn't be great for your weight. I would say it does have cardiovascular and it also has effects on your cortex. You really can relax with most people can relax with 3 drinks, and if you can't, maybe you have a problem with relaxing. There's healthier ways to relax, including the exercise.
Yeah, it's definitely not a healthy thing to be doing, and you know, he should really look at that and try to decrease it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for calling, Henry. Appreciate it. Our guest today, Dustin Maher, as we talk with him about maintaining and achieving your maximum level of physical fitness in 2010. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you'd like to join in our conversation as we talk physical fitness with Dustin Maher, the number to call 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. And an email from Bridget. She says, I'm listening to your show online for the first time. I have a question for Dustin. One of my fitness goals this year is to be able to do pull-ups. You mentioned pull-ups earlier. I don't have a gym membership. I was wondering what kind of exercises I could do at home to build up some strength. I'm a total wuss right now. I love your website and direct friends to it all the time.
Awesome. thanks a lot for doing that, for directing people to the website. That's a great question. I love women who pick pull-ups as one of their goals. I think that's awesome because I think it's less than, I could be wrong on this number, but 1 out of every 1,000 women can do a pull-up. I think it's less than that. And I get so excited when I see my female clients doing pull-ups. So there's a couple things you can do. What you can do, I would highly invest in it. I think it's called the Perfect Pull-Up. There's different products out there, but they can attach over your door. Mm-hmm. And I think they're $30, $40. You don't need any screws, nothing. It's very simple. That's going to be a great way to do it, just practicing it. And so let me go through a progression with you. And you can use monkey bars if it, you know, if you're outside. Depends. You could use rafters. Sometimes people have those in their house. But what you want to do, the first thing to do is, you know, put a chair or something so you can reach it. And you jump up to the top. And so you just have your chin over the bar. And you slowly lower your body. That's called a negative. Now, if your goal is to do a push-up, you can do the same thing. You could slowly lower your body down under control, maybe 8 to 10 seconds lowering. And that's called eccentric loading. And eccentric is very powerful for building the strength up. You're 30 to 40% stronger on the lowering phase. So even though you couldn't do a pull-up yet, you could probably lower yourself down. Another way is to have a partner hold your legs up or put your legs on a chair. So that takes away a little bit of the weight. And then you kind of just use your legs just enough to push yourself up, to pull yourself up, but using your arms as much as possible. And then from there, as you progress, you'll be able to slowly get to doing those pull-ups. Body weight is the key. If you're overweight, it's very difficult to do pull-ups. So the lower your body weight, the better it is. One other exercise that's great is called a bent row, where you hold one dumbbell in your hand, and then you're bent over, so your back is parallel to the ground. You put your hand on a bench or a sofa or a coffee table, and then you just pull that dumbbell from the floor, lifting it up towards your chest, and you're squeezing. So that's going to be working your upper back muscles. Pull-ups are working your biceps and your back muscles primarily. Good luck with that.
Let's turn to Barbara in Madison next. Barbara, hello to you. Thank you for calling.
Yes, hello. I wanted to tell you about one way that I stay fit, or it helps me. I do tap dancing, and it's a lot of fun. I started it over 20 years ago when I wanted to do something to stay fit, and it's been so much fun that I've kept doing it for more than 20 years. And one thing, I think there's a misconception out there that it's bad for your knees. If you have bad knees, that it's not good. But I tore the meniscus in both of my knees, and I found that I still tap dance just as well as I ever did, and I have no pain from it.
Good.
So it's just a great all-around exercise, and it's a lot of fun, and the hour that I spend doing it, it just flies right by.
Yeah. And the key to that is she's probably doing it in a group. It's working on balance, stability. You're getting the heart rate up a lot. And like she said, it's fun. And if it's fun, you're going to stick with it. So yeah. That's great.
Dancing in general, you know?
Yeah, they say with the Dancing with the Stars, when they do that, they lose a lot of weight because they're training, you know, four to 8 hours a day of constant movement. I mean, that's going to really burn a lot of calories.
Thanks again for calling. You can join in, too, with your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@WPR.org. We'll get you on pretty quickly. As winter goes on, you talked about a thing or two that people can do at working out at home, but what are some things at home that you can incorporate into a home regimen that might be kind of different and fun or what and useful?
Yeah. One thing, if you have kids, is just getting them involved. Like Jennifer said, you know, she gets her kids doing the DVDs, and that's so important because then they see you working out, and then they associate it with fun. Kids just want to be moving and active. So that's key. You know, I am a huge fan of dumbbells. That's all you really need. A dumbbell and some balls, or one ball will be great for stability and working the core. And, you know, that's simple equipment you can use. Even going up and down stairs, you know, instead, here's a great leg workout. Most people have stairs in their house. And instead of just walking up the stairs normally, take 2 steps at a time. But when you take that first step, kind of squat down into a deep lunge so that your glutes are lower than your knee or at your knee height. Mm-hmm. And then you press up. So it's like a deep lunge position when you walk the stairs. And that's going to stimulate a lot more muscle than just going up the stairs normally. I mean, just squats, lunges, shoulder press, push-ups, front side planks. And there's tons of things you can do just using your body weight. And on my YouTube channel, on my website, you could see, you know, like 50 or 60 free videos of just body weight exercises you can do at home.
You have Will Smith on your website.
Will Smith. Yeah, it was really cool. Check that out sometime. It's a 10-minute video of Will Smith, and this person put together like 25 of his interviews from throughout the years on his success principles and how, you know, no one outworks him. And he just has tons of different, you know, quotes basically that were just so amazing. So yeah, if you ever need to get motivated, pumped up, you know, check out my website and search for Will Smith, and you'll watch his 10-minute video.
And again, your website is?
It's DustinMaherFitness.com, DustinMaherFitness.com. And what a couple of the others were talking about, the free newsletter. It's on the right-hand side of the page there. Put your name and email in, and you'll get tons of free fitness information.
Let's go to Dick in Waukesha next. Hello, Dick. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I have a few suggestions for the pull-up mechanism. First off, you talked about a door. Most doors are not built to suspend the weight of a human being from the top. Maybe you could get away with it when they're closed. I don't know what it looks like, but something that you're suspend from. You suggest using a chair. Don't use a chair. Get a platform that's designed to be stood on. But if you can't do that, at least when you use the chair, put the back of the chair in front of you, not behind you, so that when you lose your balance, you can step off onto the floor and not instead catch the back of the chair in about your knee and then fall over and break your neck when you hit the floor. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've trained hundreds of people in their homes, and I've used pull-up bars, and they hold 250 pounds easily because they wrap around. As long as you have molding on both sides of the door, it's just fine. And, I mean, with the chair's only there for just a little bit of support because you're holding on to the bar, so you're not even standing on it, really. You're just lightly using it. So, you know, as long as it's a sturdy chair, but I understand where you're coming from, and you could certainly put a sturdier object underneath, too. But you're not really using the chair much, just there for just a little bit of help.
Okay, thanks, Dick. Let's go to Ann in Milwaukee. Ann, hello to you. Ann, are you there? I think we lost Ann. We must have lost Ann. We have an email. Earl emails, what exercises and strength training would be desired for bone mass creation for women experiencing osteopenia?
Awesome question. That's what I studied a lot in college through my exercise science program. Anything that's high resistance training. So the heavier the weights, the better. You know, pretty much any exercise is going to be good. Squats, deadlifts, lunges, step-ups, shoulder presses, bench presses, push-ups, pull-ups. Pull-ups are not quite as much, but anything that really stresses the bones and puts extra weight on are all going to be very good. You know, things like biking, things like swimming will do nothing for it. Running a little bit because there's a little bit of pounding, but that's very joint specific. So, you know, squats, deadlifts, step-ups, and lunges are going to be your best lower body exercise. And the research out there is very encouraging that exercise can reverse a little bit of the bone density loss and can prevent future loss.
Yeah, preventing is the big thing. Let's say, Ann, are you there in Milwaukee? I guess we did lose Ann. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you. What are some of the things? Talk a little bit about your boot camps and what you do for those, Dustin.
Yeah, boot camps are total body resistance training combined with high intensity interval training. So basically it's like a P90X in person. And what we do are using dumbbells, resistance bands, body weight exercises, platforms. Now this is all indoors right now, but once May hits, we'll be going outdoors to parks, using picnic tables, rocks, hills, cars to push. Tons of different things. You never know what to expect. But the main goal of it is twofold. One is to burn as much fat as possible, and two is to create a healthy, lean body that can take you through life, that can, you know, increase your performance. We have a lot of people who are in athletics and like to run, you know, 5Ks, 10Ks, triathlons, and this will really give you the total body workout, because a lot of people have muscle imbalances when they don't train properly, or they train just in one area. So we try to give you that well-rounded total body approach.
Let's go to Linda in Wausau next. Hi, Linda. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, and hi, Dustin.
Hello, Linda.
I have a question. I am a little bit, you know, on the elderly side, but still in great shape, wear a size 6, and love to work out with WeFit, things like that. Have a 22 BMI, but just had my fat percentage measured. Have never seen that before, and it runs in the obese range. How can that be?
Yeah, that's a great question. I just did a bunch of body fats on some of my mama toners recently, and some of them were not too happy. Now, first of all, how'd you get it tested?
It was done with a little impedance machine you held in your hand.
Yep. Okay, so those are not very accurate. Those are called bioimpedance, and basically they send an electrical current through your body, and they estimate the speed at which it goes, and they calculate how much fat you have from that. I'm not a huge fan of those at all because they really depend on dehydration levels, and they can really vary. But they're quick and easy, and that's what people like them, and they spit out a number right away. I would also get tested using body fat calipers by a trainer who's done it a lot before, because there's a pretty good error in that too, user error. But that's going to be a little bit more accurate way. There's also underwater weighing. But, you know, one thing, I'm trying to think of a simple test you could do. Like, one thing I tell people is, like, if you pinch, like, your love handle area or your stomach area, and if you can pinch more than an inch thickness, you know, you're probably a bit overweight. But if it's less than that, it's okay. Another great thing to look at is measuring the circumference of your abdomen. So the fattest part around your stomach, women should be under 35 inches, men should be under 40. If you're above that, you're at much higher risk for heart disease and diabetes and all the bad stuff. But having said that, I see it a lot, especially in like runners who have a healthy weight, which, like you said, you have a BMI of 22, but they don't have enough muscle mass. So that might be something WeFit, you know, from what I've experienced with it, it's not huge into strength training, you know, so I would recommend getting some sort of exercise program that includes resistance training to build up a little bit more muscle, because that muscle will help increase metabolism just a little bit more, and then should bring down your body fat as well.
Well, thank you so much.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling, Linda. Let's turn to Anne in Milwaukee. Anne, hello.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
You know, I'm not in the same league as some of your callers, but I would say for somebody who's a little bit older and maybe with some limitations, hula hoop is the most wonderful, invigorating tool. It gets the circulation going and the breathing, and it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it is fun, and it brings you back to your childhood. We've done hula hooping in class once in a while, and the moms are awful at it. They forget how to do it, I think, over the years.
The physical therapist, I never could do it. I have terrible balance. The physical therapist who I asked about it said, I don't know, I can't do it. Maybe you can do it. And I picked it up, and I could do it. So I just maybe I just got lucky.
Yeah. No,
but it's been wonderful. And I met a woman on the plane recently, coming back from California, and she had one in thirds.
She
and travel with.
Yep, I have seen those.
I've never seen it. She got it from Holistic Hooping online.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you keep hula hooping.
Oh, it's fun. Bye.
Thanks, Ann. Thanks a lot for calling. All right. Still some open lines at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. And some emails in. I'm in my mid-60s, walk on the treadmill 30 minutes a day, and do strength training 3 times a week for about 15 minutes each time. Do you think your core DVD would be appropriate for me, or is it geared toward a younger age?
Yeah, the core DVD is geared pretty much towards any age, because I've got levels 1 through level 8. They're each 15 minutes long. So I could put my mom, or not my grandma, they're 95 years old, but my mom, who's in her 60s, would definitely be great on level 1, 2, and 3. And then as she progresses, she could probably make it up to the higher levels. So no, it would be a great program for you, and you may stick at the lower levels for a while, maybe longer than someone who's, you know, maybe in their 20s, but you'll continue to progress and see great results.
And Cindy emails in, I'm over 55, have been going to our hospital rehab program room every weekday to work out for an hour. They open it up for hour slots for senior citizens, quote, during the week. They have various machines to use. I rotate from the elliptical to the treadmill to various weight machines. I want to get the most to burn calories and tone. I've lost 5 pounds this month, need to lose another 20. I watch what I eat and also do stretching routine daily. My left knee has some problems. I want to make the most of an hour when I work out. Any suggestions?
Well, it sounds like you're doing a lot of really good things there. You're working all the large muscle groups during the doing the machines and then the treadmill elliptical. Continue to increase the intensity of the treadmill, whether you're walking or if it's running. Make the intervals harder on the elliptical. Keep increasing your weights on the machines. Decrease the amount of time that you rest in between. And it sounds like you lost 5 pounds this month. That's awesome. And just keep that up.
Tanya in Chippewa Falls. On to you now. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. Hi. I'm also one of your the users of your DVDs, and I've been so happy with them.
Oh, thank you.
I can now pick up 70 pounds worth of kids without...
Awesome.
It's wonderful. Anyway, my question to you is about vitamins and supplements.
Yep.
And I noticed you have a link on your website. So maybe you can speak to them specifically. But just average, what kind of vitamins and supplements a mother who, you know, works, I try to get in the 5 days of exercise, running, but then also obviously the DVDs, what kind of things I need?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm not a certified supplement expert, but, I'm not a huge supplement guy in general. There's a lot of trainers out there. I think part of it, you can make money off supplements, to be honest. There are a few that I do recommend. I always say, take a multivitamin. I don't really have, necessarily a specific brand. The ones I recommend, I think are good, but I'm not, some people are like, oh, you got to take this brand or, it's not going to work. I'm not really like that. But, some sort of vitamin supplement is a good idea. B12 is a lot of people are deficient in. Some are deficient in iron. But from other supplements, three of them that I really recommend. One is some sort of a whey protein supplement. A lot of people don't get enough protein in, especially if you're resistance training, you need additional protein. And whey protein absorbs very quickly into the body, which is what you want right before and after the workout. So whey protein is an awesome choice. Some sort of fish oil supplement, fish or krill oil, to get more omega-3 fatty acids into your body. Is a great one. And then similar to the protein powders, there's like pre and post workout powders, which just have a little extra sugar in them so that you don't have to necessarily add fruit to like a protein powder. And what I mean by that is you want to have, I mentioned in another call, 2 times more sugar than protein right after your workout within 30 minutes. So, you could just certainly... measure out fruit and put that in a pure protein supplement, and that'd be just fine. But there's also other products out there that are pre-measured and have everything figured out for you. And that's basically it. There's creatine, especially for guys who want to really put on some more muscle. It's not bad for women either. That is a good product as well. But that's about it. I don't promote a lot of supplements. Just eat whole foods and use that.
All right. Definitely a multivitamin then?
Yeah, I think a multivitamin. It's a good insurance policy, if nothing else.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tanya. Sue in Waukesha, on to you now. Hi, Sue.
Good morning. Thank you. I need a little bit of advice and a little encouragement. I have reached a number on the scale that I don't want to ever see, and I need to start doing something about it. And a couple of years ago, I tried I joined a gym and tried a treadmill program, and my shins just ached. And I started very slowly and, would go a little longer each day, but my shins really hurt, so I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
What would you suggest?
Okay.
Somebody who just is starting from ground zero.
Yep. Well, I would first suggest starting off with resistance training instead of the cardio, actually. It may seem counterintuitive, but if you get, a total body weight training program that you do, relatively quickly and you don't rest very long, that's been shown to be more effective for sure than walking, but even running at burning calories over like a 48-hour period. You may not burn as many calories during the time that you're actually doing the work, but within the next 48 hours. So I would first start with that. That should be great for your shins because it's low impact. From there, what you can do, if you want to incorporate some intervals on the treadmill, increase the incline to a higher degree, and that will decrease the amount of stress on your shins. It sounds like you have shin splints. You could also do stuff in the water. That's low impact activities. You could try stair climbers. You could use the elliptical machine, but be sure on those ellipticals or bikes that you're pushing yourself and making it hard. It's really easy to slack off on those machines, which is why, you know, I see most people on the ellipticals. That's the number one machine to get filled up because they feel like they're doing something when they're just cruising along at such a slow pace. So whatever you use, you know, make it intense. But if treadmill's bothering you, you know, try to find another one. And as you strengthen those muscles up, those legs up, a lot of times that shin pain should go away as well. And, you know, if it's a serious thing, you know, get it checked out. You could have, you know, something more like a slight fracture in the shins if it hasn't given you a lot of problems. You can't rule that out. So if it continues to get worse, you know, you might want to go to a doctor.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling. And Laura in Appleton, on to you. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a kind of a specific question. I'm 29 years old, and I've had 3 children. I'm 5'8", and I weigh generally about 130. And I cannot get my midsection back. I do triathlon, so I run, and I swim, and I bike all the time. But I cannot, like, tone up my midsection. Is there any exercise I could do that would help with that?
Yeah, definitely. So is it the fat around it, or just that the abs have been so stretched and they just don't pop back?
It's probably that it's just so stretched that it doesn't pop back. Because when you just said that if you can, like, pinch an inch in your love handle, that means you're overweight.
Yeah.
I can pinch an inch, but I know that at 5'8 and 130, I'm not overweight.
Right, right. Yeah, and that inch is kind of a healthy mark. You know, maybe it's 2 inches. I'm not exactly sure. But,
okay,
a couple things you can do. You know, all those exercises that you just said that you do, you know, they kind of work core, but they don't really specifically target it. So I would, you know, put some sort of total body core program. You know, if you get my core program, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, but some sort of total body. But let me just give you one exercise that I've mentioned on the radio before, but it's called the vacuum exercise. So if you guys are listening right now, whether you're driving at your office, you can all do this. And what it's called, or what you do, is you exhale all the air out of your lungs. So you breathe out, get rid of all the air, hold your breath, and then pull the belly button in and really suck in really, really deep. And pull those deep core transverse muscles. And those are the ones that a lot of times, especially moms who have had kids, those get so stretched out and they don't come back. They're your natural weight belt that cinch everything together. So you hold that for 5 to 10 seconds, catch your breath again, do that, you know, breathe a couple natural breaths, and then hold, you know, exhale again, hold your breath, pull it in. If it's confusing, go on my website, search for vacuums. I got a bunch of videos that I've done really explaining it in detail. But that's a powerful exercise to really pull that belly in and to create a smaller waist.
And your website again, Dustin?
It's Dustin Maher Fitness, DustinMaher Fitness.com. Again, you can get that free newsletter. FitMomsForLife.com is for the DVDs. And then also on the website, you can see where you can get the core DVD.
Always a pleasure, Dustin. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it very much. Dustin Maher, personal trainer, and it was always a pleasure to have him with us, and I'm sure he'll be back, and we'll talk with him again. DustinMaherFitness.com, his website, and FitMomsForLife.com, the other. Coming up, we're going to take a look at climate and weather with our weather guys next on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.